you ever sharpen it yourself? I mean, not sharpen isn't the right word, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
It is. It makes a sharper edge, a smoother, I mean, a more even edge when you do that?
Yes. I put sharpen it.
Does it ever get worn so much that it's smooth on the edge?
No.
It doesn't.
No. It doesn't sharpen very often, just when, when it touch to something, it always make a little
scratch.
You could notice it when you're using it or when you scrape the skin, it always has mark, cut.
Could you guess how many skins you used before you had to work on the blade again? Or is that very different? Is that different times?
Very different than the steel. You couldn't make dull very often. I don't know.
How many times have you sharpened these things? Enough that you remember? Have you sharpened many times?
I never sharpened it myself.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Even though you use it quite a bit? You use it sometimes.
I use it all right.
Yeah. So it lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time.
Did your mother sharpen it, that you remember?
Yes, she used to sharpen herself with that piece.
And the piece that it fits into is made so you can take these blades in and out, put them in and out.
Yes.
Could you pull it out right now without hurting anything?
No. Cool.
And you can put it back in.
Put it back in. I don't know what she got in there, maybe a piece of skin or something stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
I never took it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a piece of or something.
Mm-hmm.
Look like.
Little pocket
on the inside pocket.
Oh.
Like on the outside.
On the, of the top?
Yeah, inside,
the
yeah.
Part of the top.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, my daddy, the top is just like a church. Church body or something like that. And tight.
October 26, 1968. Della, we were discussing using the Umiyuna lamp and Eskimo medicine. Can you tell me? We discussed bruises or any other conditions. Tell me how it was done exactly with a small knife.
When you punch through something or a tree or by the door in the house, when it gets bruised and swollen, then they use that leg to open it. And they used to know the when the blood was on it, because it's kind of when the blood in it sometimes it turns into really heavy blood. That's why they always try to open it when it's really swollen. But not on the first swollen place. They have to wait till it, till it gets,
Would you know how long that would usually be, or just by the looks of it?
By the looks of it.
What did it look like when they finally decide to use this little knife?
They watch it when it's still swollen. They need to do that.
Oh.
They need to open it. But when it kind of stop and turn down.
What color would it be?
Real red and dark blue.
Mixed color.
Yeah. And when they open it, the blood wasn't good. It looks funny.
Oh.
Sometimes with
what color was
watery.
It? Watery.
Watery, really white, and sometimes yellow and dark. Sometimes. When they hurt it hard, maybe. If they used to.
Can you tell me how they poke this little knife into the skin? You know, their muscles.
Uh-huh.
Do they have to be careful in using it? How do they do it in holding the skin or in using it anyway? So it's not to be damaged anything.
Uh-huh. That's what their mama used to. They hold the press like this, hold it, and then right under the...
Well, they pull up a little fold or a little
fold
a piece of skin, right?
Mm-hmm. And then poke it just... But she always tells the muscles.
How do the muscles run in the leg, usually? You're showing me on the leg now.
Well, it's cool. Down.
Down, yeah.
She don't have to use the crossways,
yeah.
She has to use it that way because it never heal up right away, and it takes a long time to heal up.
So she turns the blade sort of...
Yeah. Just try to hold the muscles.
The way we run.
Yeah. From being cut it off crossways.
Yeah. Was this the main use? Can you think of any other use for using this little Umiyun besides bruises? Of course we did discuss it a little bit.
Yeah. They doesn't leave it alone. They know it when it got was in Bradley Road. Tried to pull the thing from out of listen.
Yeah.
And when it's open, it sometimes it's brown, but it's
pressure in.
Yeah. Many times I do that too from people.
This is on small infection.
Yeah. Infection.
How do you do it? You treat the blade anyway, or?
With that blade.
Pardon?
With that, with the...
With the union,
yeah. I told a doctor about it one time, because I always come and get me to open something to come and see at home. So, I asked the doctor about it. I told and that I always open a trip with that pain. When I know it's real infected, and it gets start. You could notice it too when it starts busting.
Yes.
And he said that he told me to get equipment from a hospital right here in the center. I told him that government school, got equipment that there for anyone to use. George, I never used it right on top when it needs to open. Open, you know. And I was down. When they have a large
the finger, you're pointing at the nail now?
Well, something that grows
on the skin. A splinter?
Splinter.
A wood splinter?
Yeah.
Piece of chip of wood, long piece of wood. Yeah. Sure.
That's the only way I could use that. I got to kind of fix for a little deep.
Yeah.
And he told me to go ahead and do it when it's danger. He told me that it's danger when you keep it on from being stuck in the body.
When there's infection.
But it's to open it, he told me that, so I only.
See, I'd ask you about the oldies, if there are any rules on it, whether men or women could use this or could be glass to you. What was your answer?
Well, in old days, a man could use it, either one. But no.
You do it.
It doesn't offend.
Right.
Some people hardly see a blood on the, they always start saying.
Yeah. Some people are uneasy. October 26th, 1968. Della, we had been discussing before from your own family experience about a newborn, premature child, and this was so interesting and important. I thought you'd like to go over this and tell me what you learned and the background on the case about the premature child.
Family, and I had it wrong. when I kind of busy and, you know, some headache and all, I thought that was from my constipation. So I had to have some salt. So I would have to clear that quicker. I didn't know that. And it's,
the laxity is what's causing that trouble, you know.
So, I have set down a pay for it.
These are birth pains?
Yeah. So, after I have my false movement down, after that, you start having a pain for boys. That's all I learned to, you know.
This was in the 1920s, or was it late 1920s?
No, I guess it's 1931.
31,
Yeah.
June of 1931.
Yeah. I had a real lot of education. So, I can't hold it. I hope my sister-in-law said I was going to reduce my contact below no test. So I walk out and see how can I miss the mic, go out for it. If I were alone in some place, I would leave it alone. Boy, I was so kind of, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. The she was done and she was put on there. But that's why. So much more. And I put her to make a little bath. And then put something under the bottom of the bath and then hot water bag, and a real hot one.
It's a rubber bag.
Yeah, a rubber bag. And then wrapped him with down. That's down.
Just loose
quilt. Yeah.
Oh, quilt.
Yeah.
You know, a cloth over over the down.
Over the down. But just that. Probably can use clothes every time when I put it clothes up, all these times it's cold. But you have to watch them. Boy, you have to look at them all the time. When you never turn somewhere, all the time it gets cold to that. Because I got to spot. Have to be careful and
could swallow
a little bit, and would then cry just like a bird singing. You could even see this abdomen cyst infection
through the body wall.
Through the body, yeah. And it's open, all right, everything's open, but so thin. His nails just like plastic. Thin plastic.
When you first had to do this, what did you have to go by besides your own experience and anything you had read, or what came into your head when you had to figure out what to do?
Well, from my book, in school we used to have a lesson about those maybe I got it or cast away I have to treat. The way to do it, because if I never realize to do that, if I keep them in open bed without any put the hot water bag under there, he would close me right there.
You have never seen a baby that small before?
No, this is the first time.
Have you ever taken care of a premature baby up to that
time? No,
yeah.
No.
So you were just going on your own?
Yeah, my own.
Going on your own.
Mm-hmm. And when we get to, go down to the solid and we stop to the mouth of an otter, cut from the eyes, we can go through to cut to the skin. While we were there, after one week, he died. We thought from a gas or something like that, but he died. And when we kept making some kind, funny movement.
Tremoring or something where the muscles are shaking. Was this one of these sheet metal stoves?
Yes.
Kind of,
yes. the next day, like around 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
He starts crying. I make a little cry, make a little noise, and keep on going. And then he just puts down.
From then on, how did you have to handle him or take care of him? Was it still, were you still keeping him in this little box for some time?
Yeah, keep him in that little box.
With a hot water bottle?
Hot water.
How long did that go on, that sort of treatment?
Well, from June to November.
June to November. A few months, yeah. What part of June was he born? 13th, so it'd be July, August, September, October, November, going on between 4 and 5 months.
Yeah. I have to watch him, you know, on night six.
And so even then you had to have a night shift.
For that long, from June.
How long were you living in a tent at that time?
Till October.
All that time you had been with this, with the hot water bottle and all this.
Even I'm in the house, some things get cold in the evening.
You moved in the house in October?
Yeah.
Up at North House?
Yeah. Even in the house, you get hot water bed.
Did he develop in the meantime, improve during that time?
No, well, when we go to the hospital, when I get tired of him, that I have to use the strength all the time, every day. I have to use the strength to make him move.
But yet his bowel was normal?
Yeah, it was normal already, well, but it's so slow.
It's slow.
Can't make it himself.
Yeah. My fourth finger, when
after I tried 12 weeks down, it was just like a year old dog, close to him, just died on both the doctor's first surprise of him.
How did you do beyond November? How was he developing, or how was he still past November?
I slept with him. I moved to me when I was holding it myself, my arm with me. He could suck my leg. And doesn't eat anything except the plain broth. It's just all, meat and broth. We never used baby food. I never used not even one baby food that time. Just different broth.
How about when did he first walk or crawl out? Was this, did he soon start developing this way?
He could. And when Mama told me to boil real well done rice and noodles, just the top.
It's like broth.
Move it to a little kitchen. And shake him. Not to have breast all the time. He told me to try to let him eat.
What age is he? What month would that have been?
Maybe I don't remember.
But past November?
No, past November, maybe in time, I guess.
The next spring.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been about a year old then.
Oh, well, on February, they got a whooping cough. Oh, shoot, I thought he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't go through.
He tested too.
The other babies got a whooping cough that time. On February. I thought he wouldn't make it this time. But I tried with a really fresh steel blubber. Boil it. Cook it. And then let him eat that every day. A teaspoon every day. And make just like an ammonia jacket to him.
What is it before?
With down.
Was it just over his chest?
Just over his chest, no sleeve and tie.
Like a vest.
Just like a vest.
How long didn't get over the cooking call? For a while,
maybe 2 months, I guess.
No,
he get over it already, but I kept him at home. I never take him out. I never even take to anybody. Never go to the next door, just kept him home.
So this meant a lot of help from your family besides yourself, in order to get wood and keep the house warm and water, all this.
Thank you.
I asked you about the end of the 1 week where the baby died or almost died. Could you tell me, your mother, you couldn't help him?
He did die. Because the doctor told me that this is the first time she's seen a premature alive. Taking care of an Eskimo without any instruction. And she was so surprised. And he told me that a premature could live inside 1 week and gone. But my baby was And basically, you're so surprised at it.
I think you said that when you were about ready to give up, your mother wouldn't give up either.
I give up all right. I put it on the floor, just amazing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And told the people that was out there and listening to make a boss, maybe it's gone now.
Yeah.
But I couldn't make it till Mama held me from sleeping in the world again and hold it.
She didn't give up things for you.
If she didn't give up, I wouldn't have him right now.
And he's the one who supports you, or helps support you.
Yeah,
could you mention treatment of frostbite, Della?
Last time, old timer used to, one day noticed, when a person gets frostbite, on their way, outdoors, while they were hunting, they let somebody suck it right away.
No.
Right it out. Suck it. Try to let the blood go through. And when in the home, they use cold water or cereal. Cold cereal.
How would they put it all out? What meaning was it?
Well, try to use the glass package. Out hunting.
Another person with them.
Yeah. That's when it's alone, he has to use that oil or something cold away.
Yeah.
He was. But he has to sometimes, snow. Well, yeah, the snow. So, it's for snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's practice. You know when, no melt.
What were the most usual parts of the body that were frostbitten?
A teeth.
Teeth were the most often.
Right here on some kind of thing.
How about the other part?
Wrist.
Wrist. Was that
yeah.
Where the gloves were?
Yeah.
Were gloves teeth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all,
yeah.
Wrist and sometimes hooks.
Sometimes teeth, yeah.
And my brother, I just have told you,
when you were quite young then, or is it?
Yeah.
Was it before you were out of school?
Yes. He learned the floor.
He did.
And he had to hold
it. He was lying flat on the floor.
Lying flat on the floor. And then that man, before he was in his dad, he told him to put them in the hot water.
The tool.
The tool, the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And not real hard. Like kind of warm, you didn't know when you put it.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't feel the tool so much?
Yeah, so he wouldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be, because one of
what was your word for that kind of tooth?
Kind of cock. He pulled it, but he tried to pull it for long time. He tell him to make it go around a little bit first.
He twisted it?
Twist a little bit over,
mm-hmm.
And the other side like this, roll back and forth.
Did your father have any kind of pain to him?
No.
Nothing to
do with him? Nothing. He do that first, and then when he tell him to pull it, and then he
called it. Mm. Do you remember what they did afterwards? Did they treat the tooth anyway, the softness of the tooth? You know, after the tooth was pulled off?
He used warm water to wash it down.
Wash it down.
Just wash it down. Just warm water.
Was this an infected tooth or a rotten tooth? Do you remember this was?
It wasn't so rotten.
It was, you saw the tooth,
yeah. I saw it.
Perhaps it was an infected tooth?
So part of it was kind of dark.
Dark,
yeah.
Down on the roof?
Mm-hmm. Not on the roof.
No, on the car.
On
the car, on the car.
So, he said one of the, that goes the roof,
mm-hmm.
is longer than the other one.
Oh, I see.
They do what is just going in there and maybe just make him to take someone.
Did he have any trouble or infection after the tooth?
No.
After the tooth was extracted? You didn't?
No. I don't remember from that time. Pulling his tooth.
Did anyone ever say? Somebody's a hard question. Did anyone ever say if Eskimos had rotten teeth before, back in old days?
I never heard.
You haven't heard it?
I never heard of them
that they
would
have been rotten. They mentioned other ailments, though.
Yeah.
Besides,
mm-hmm.
You think they would, they would probably mention things.
Yeah.
What do you think then about the number of say, rotten teeth? Do you think it's changed over the years among Eskimos? Do you think there are more or the same or fewer than they used to be?
No. The job is to add more than
what do you think the cause of rotten teeth is? Or would you learn this in different school or your own idea?
If we eat lots of candies and drink some sweet stuff all the time, we'll have rotten teeth.
So they thought that was the cause.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing they need to want.
Bill, you commented on the Cuban making muckluks for sale, and would you